station. It's time.
I would take your legs out and I would pummel the crap out of you.
To the emergency break of the week.
And then I would call for Lucifer to eat your soul.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You ain't no frickin', you're not a frickin' reverend, you're a frickin' freak.
By a wheels-off comment.
Freak!
Or technical meltdowns.
Getting a little bit hysterical, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Ah, yes. On-air confrontation. Unfortunate stop-downs. Weird noises. That's what we're all about in the emergency break of the week. We'll give you three candidates today, and you can vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one does come to us from the morning show known as the Morning Musers, and it's one Gordon Keith.
Yes, yes!
Who uttered this very confusing phrase.
Well, didn't Disney do this?
Did they?
Yeah, in the Epcot Center, I think they have this.
Do they really?
They have that Hall of Presidents where they're all animatronic and
interacting.
Yeah, talking to each other.
Dancing and doing songs.
Not dancing, but they're talking about our nation's country, George.
Our nation's country.
Yeah. That is the weirdest phrase of the morning.
That's a great phrase.
And you're trying to be all haughty and correct me, and it's our nation's country.
I don't think I'm trying to be haughty, but I do think it's a complete mess up that's in
tired talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's just funny that I think we can get, because it sounds like it should make sense.
Yeah.
Our nation's country.
In our nation's country.
Like you might hear it in the State of the Union address.
Yes.
Our nation's country is strong.
All right, one more time.
Well, didn't Disney do this?
Did they?
Yeah, in the Epcot Center, I think they have this.
Do they really?
They have that Hall of Presidents where they're all animatronic and
interacting?
Yeah, talking to each other.
Dancing and doing songs.
Well, not dancing, but they're talking about our nation's country, George.
Our nation's country.
That is the weirdest phrase of
the
morning.
That's a great phrase.
Boy, listening back to my voice from a couple days ago, how did y'all not just take a 2x4 to my forehead?
We thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
We thought about it.
Just to boot me off the air. All right, that is the great Gordo up for an emergency break of the week. And ladies and gentlemen,
we have a winner.
He is back.
Oh.
T.C. Fleming.
Uh-oh.
Making yet another very strange noise.
The NASDAQ is up 7 to 4901, and the S&P is up 4 to 2101. I'm sorry, that's Ticket Ticker. I'm T.C. Fleming on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
The stars are in
All right, isolated the sound is what? So if you put that with regonk and force, you would have what?
A big audio mess.
Oh.
Oh, thank you, Jared.
Regonk force.
Regonk. So the word we're listening to is
I think so.
Sounds like the big black cowboy computer.
All right, one more time.
The NASDAQ is up 7 to 4901, and the S&P is up 4 to 2101. I'm sorry, that's Ticket Ticker. I'm T.C. Fleming on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Boy, any time the Ticket Ticker anchor has to apologize mid-ticker, something has gone wrong.
Yeah.
Is the new one from TC. And then we had a crazy moment last night in college basketball where Bobby Knight, doing color commentary for ESPN, in the middle of the SMU comeback win over Temple. Now, you're a season ticket holder there at Moody.
You bet.
Where they put the TV crew, how are they sometimes blocked from the action? I don't understand this. So the kids, like, walk out towards the sideline from the first row?
The only way he could ever be blocked, on either side, there are chairs, there are fans that come right up to the TV table. Mm-hmm. On that side of the court, there's just the TV table, and there are four people there. Last night, it was Mike Patrick, Bobby Knight, and then the statistician and somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And then right on either side of them, that's when the first row starts. But there's nobody in front of Bob Knight. Now, I suppose at some point, I noticed last night there were four guys, they looked to be college age, sitting next to him on his right. So But they would have to go so far out to block his view. It's impossible, I think, for them to block his view.
Are these the same guys that got their picture taken with them?
No.
That you retweeted them?
No.
Really funny?
That guy's a P1 who sent me that pic. Really funny picture, Bob.
All right. Well, here's more proof that Bob Knight is crazy and he doesn't mind yelling on the air at someone.
Hey, oh. Sit down, boys! Hey! Hey! Hey, son!
Not this time.
Hey, either take my seat and let me sit there or sit down. We gotta see what this is.
That's a bad copy of it.
Was he, thanks, Gordon, was he red-faced or was he just calmly telling those kids to sit down? Or was he red-faced and ready to kill them?
He was red-faced like Rudolph.
That was the second time, too.
Sean, were you watching this? Because I saw you send this to us via email. Did you see it?
No, I saw it on Deadspin.
You saw the broadcast live. So did they ever show...
No.
In a replay, could you back up and see if someone ran on the court
no.
in front of him?
No, that was the confusing thing, because I, like you, knew he was sitting there courtside.
Doesn't make any sense.
I have some additional audio here, if you'd like to hear it on Purple.
Who knows, but they've gotten themselves back into the game just like they did against Cincinnati.
Coleman is into the ball game for the Owls.
Hey, boys, have a seat! Hey, have a seat!
And that shot out of the corner... And we were blocked by all the guys who were standing up, who have the higher price tickets.
But we got them back on their butts where they belong.
Thanks to you, sir.
That's
Josh.
That was the first one.
Yeah, I know. We had that one, too. We were going to get to that one. But,
Wow. That's what I was going to say. Those tickets are the highest priced tickets in Moody.
You can sit in front of the broadcasters?
No, you're not in front of
them. Next to them.
You are basically at half court there. And it's always a bunch of guys... well-dressed with gray hair that looks like their net worth is untold billions.
So it's not a bunch
more
of punk
Bobby
kids.
Knight.
No, but last night there were four guys who looked college age sitting next to him, but they were all dressed up fairly nicely.
So
it's
the
not like
kids.
They were the drunk college kids.
Yeah, it's the grandkids who got the tickets that night.
Yeah, like that little sum.
Pretty unusual, though, when you have the color analyst yelling at fans during play-by-play.
On TV.
Only Bobby Knight on national television would do something like that. So is it Gordo, TC... or one Bob Knight, 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Musers.
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm. Hey, so I have an irrelevant hot sports opinion real quick.
What?
Pretty sure that Dez caught the ball.
Okay.
Oh.
What about a vote?
That.
What about a vote?
So, TC.
Okay.
I was about to be in love with her until she issued that sports opinion.
Oh,
no, now she's gone.
She's kind of cute.
Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, this is Joel. I'm going to weigh in at 62190, and anyone needs to take Bob Knight's seat.
Okay. Maybe not a bad idea. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I would like to responsibly vote for our state city's best broadcaster talker, Gordon Evelyn Keith Oliver.
Evelyn is your middle name. I never had
that. Something.
It is. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Ouch!
I don't know. Well, I don't know what he said. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for TC. It's amazing he still has a job plumbing.
Hey, it's not a sufficient
nickname, sir. Hello, you're now voting in the emergency break of the week.
Yeah, this is Shake Voice Tommy looking to vote on American ticket.
Shake voice, okay. Tommy.
I guess that's a Gordo vote.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Gordon's premium copy of the Bobby Knight audio, and I wish you all a blessed ticket.
Thank
we
you.
We also have the
full HD.
We had that same cut that we were eventually going to get to, so don't give Gordo too much credit.
Give me tons of credit.
Did he say TC at the end? I think
George, can I vote or not here?
Hey, you know what, sir? No, you can't.
I like that guy. I like his
I hate that son of a... Okay. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello?
Reginald Feist.
No. Stop laughing at that guy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
It has to be TC.
Has to be. Okay. Hi, you're on ticket AM and FM.
Got to vote for
Bob Knight because he's clearly a patriotic coach.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
That's TC. It's TC Goat is what that was.
Oh, okay. Well, then in that case, then we have a winner.
Wow.
Beating out of both Bobby Knight and the great Gordo, it's one TC Fleming again.
The NASDAQ is up 7 to 49.01, and the S&P is up 4 to 21.01. I'm sorry, that's Ticket Ticker. I'm T.C. Fleming on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
The Stars are in
St. Louis.
Not a huge stub down, but still a funny, another funny noise from one T.C. Fleming.
By the way, we heard from a guy who has worked a couple of SMU TV broadcasts this year.
Uh-huh.
I think he's a student manager or a stage manager. He says during games he can't see anything on the baseline to his right. So that must be the fans standing. They get up off their seats and they move forward
they
a step or two.
Out there a little bit,
That's
I guess.
Who Bob was yelling at.
You know, come take my seat.
Sit out over
There's
there.
Something.
Take a seat.
How many wins is that for TC?
Well, it's his third this year, and there haven't been many weeks. And it's his 12th overall, and he ties his hero, Rosen.
I don't know if that's his hero or not, but that is a win
well,
for TC.
He's the model himself.
It is.